can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Hey, this is Jonah of Seven Generation Games, and this is a special episode of More Than Ordinary, featuring clips left on the cutting room floor. Our first guest is Justin Flores, graphic designer, MMA coach, and judo athlete. So Justin almost qualified for the Olympic team, but he didn't make it. It was the final match, 2 out of 3, third round, and he got disqualified. Afterwards, he quit. Our question is to him, what made you decide to quit when you did?
But the difference between winning and losing is so little. And I felt like it was almost like an arbitrary thing where the ref raises his hand in one direction or the other direction. That doesn't mean that person that beat me is a better human. So it all kind of hit me at once where it's like, okay, well, why not just move on to something that does make me, you know, light up and have like a really happy, not just happy, a way of thinking that isn't based on wins and losses. And I think this world in sports and athletics, it really admires those winners. And the people that lose, it doesn't really show the light it should on them. And, you know, there's always two people competing, and the one that wins gets, you know, all the praise. But the other person that's competing, that's right in there, you know, they're necessary too. And I'm not just giving like, okay, go losers. But I had to cope with that enough to say, hey, I want to take a different approach to this. You know, I took some time off of competing, and I 3 years later, 4 years later, when I got my life back together, not like it was in shambles, but I actually had a career and a wife and starting a family. I got into coaching because I felt like I had that perspective.
What's the importance of being a well-rounded athlete?
Having that mentality to where you are the best and that's the way you think. But I think at some point you're going to want to develop in other areas that complement, you know, that either martial art, whatever sport you're great in, you want to be able to be a complete human and not just someone who's, you know, the best at running with a ball or the best at, you know, arm barring someone or throwing someone or choking someone or whatever, you know, sport it is. So I think a lot of times it's hard for society to, they congratulate the person who's really great at doing that one thing, amazing. But sometimes it doesn't shine a light on the people who are doing a lot of things really well.
Following that, we have Jose Gonzalez, father of three and a history teacher at Gompers Middle School in South LA, who also works closely with us. So we asked Jose what tips he has on being a good parent.
You know what? Being flexible and learning from mistakes, because it's not easy. Each kid is different. How you're raised has a lot to do with how you're raising your kids. And you learn from the mistakes your parents make, and then and you adjust, because especially if it's your first kid, you make mistakes. And then second, third, you're just getting better and better, I think. And always being able to be flexible with the kids and listening to your kids, I think, is key, because it's complicated. I mean, it can get complicated with kids, and it's relative to when they are, like a teenager versus a toddler versus a, you know, 6-year-old. You know, they all vary. And, you know, it's to me that one of the key ingredients, at least he's still alive too. I mean, all my kids are alive, so I think I'm successful too in that sense. But just being flexible, being there for your kids, understanding them and listening to them, and then being able to adjust, you know, to whatever philosophies you already have instilled in you. And success of your kid is contingent on you being there and being stable. And yeah, I think that's the fire that makes me move, is my children. At the end of the day, my kids are really what really push me to persevere.
And next, what tips do you have in general?
Never give up. There's always going to be obstacles. Perseverance, loyalty to yourself, to your family. I think that's what's really kept me going all this time, is just this perseverance, this never ending you know, attitude that, you know, I deserve better. I'm going to be better. And there's no one that's going to stop me. And it's something that I'd like to pass down to the students that I work with, the teachers that I work with also. We go through some difficult times with administration or what have you. And, you know, we help each other. We work towards the same thing, education for our kids and for ourselves. Several of my colleagues getting their master's, PhDs, or what have you. You know, education has that key. It takes away the ignorance that pervades our society right now. And I think that if we share this knowledge, which is obviously education, with the youth, we have an opportunity to do things better. That's the end game, I think, is people make the right choice, an educated, well-informed choice. And so I think education takes away that ignorance and is the key to the success in anybody's life, from the students to teachers or to whoever. And that's the ingredient, I think, for success.
Next, we have Sean Stone, son of Oliver Stone. He's directed a few short documentaries and is a truth seeker. Our question for him is, how you became the way you are?
You know, again, I came from having a father who loved history and always, you know, basically growing up listening to his alternative take on history, which was frankly not just his take, it was just having read the books that you're not allowed to read in high school. So it was reading things like, you know, how there was General Spenley Butler, who was I think he was at least two-time Medal of Honor winning Marine, who was like a great patriot, turned against the war machine and said, look, I've been working for Brown Brothers and Rockefeller and all of these big bankers and financiers as a Marine, because that's what we do. We go and invade these countries and turn them into banana republics and basically make sure they pay the debts, and we allow United Fruit to get access to their lands. And so Smedley Butler was a great hero, and you never read him in your high school textbook. And this is a guy who's won multiple Medals of Honor. And then he came out in the 30s and said, look, I've been bribed to try to have a coup d'etat, you know, basically to support a coup d'etat against Roosevelt when Roosevelt first came into office, FDR, in 32, 33. And yet no one knows who Smedley Butler is.
When on the topic of truth-seeking and conformity, Sean had this to say.
We're not just here on a physical earth for a physical period of time, and that's all that, you know, that you have of this life. It's like, no, you have an immortal spirit, and what you're doing and what you're speaking about is going to echo throughout eternity. So make a stand, you know, do what's right, because that's much more important. You know, having the future generations being able to hear you is much more important than people right at this moment understanding or not understanding what you're trying to say.
And lastly, we have Venedito Sanchez, an artist, a dancer, and a member of the Chilagi and Kora. He's very knowledgeable of Native American culture and speaks Nahua. Our question to him is, why is it so important to preserve languages that are starting to die out?
The effort, and the effort is how do you say? It's extremely important that we preserve this language, this dialect, because of the fact that we are going to preserve who we are as an individual. It's going to we are re-identifying with who we are and who our ancestors were, because for every step is supported from 1,000 ancestors. So it took 1,000 ancestors for us to be here. So that is one way to give honor and not lose our identity and not lose what they had given us. It's a language of peace. It's a language of love. And I believe that with this, you know, we can re-identify who we truly are.
And that wraps things up. I'm Jonah. This has been More Than Ordinary, presented by 7 Generation Games. You've been an audience. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.